Hey, it's Aiden Mortensen here with another Castle Country-focused interview. Today, over the phone, we are joined by Lacey Hardman from the Swell Retreat, and we're going to be talking about their third annual Polar Plunge coming up here on January 18th, so this Saturday, from 12 to 4 p.m. Lacey, thank you for taking the time out of your day to come talk to us. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, you betcha.
So let's start off first. You know, whenever you see a polar plunge, there's always some kind of meaning behind it, some kind of purpose that the group putting it on wants to accomplish. So for you guys in particular, what are you aiming to do with this polar plunge?
Yeah, absolutely. Really, the focus is trying to help people align with a purpose so that when there are hard days throughout the year that they can turn to this and know that they can do hard things and overcome whatever obstacles that they're facing, because it is kind of a challenge to allow ourselves to get in this cold water, but as we can commit to getting in the water and commit to something bigger than ourselves, then it becomes easier to navigate those storms of life.
Yeah, it's one of those things where if you can get into this freezing cold water, then you can pretty much do anything. So I think that's a good mindset to have. Like you said, going into 2025, you can do this. You can do nearly anything that life is going to throw at you. So I'm really excited to have you on to talk about this. But on top of just the polar plunge, you guys have a whole itinerary of other events going on in this time frame. So let's run over some of those for a second. Let's start with the family scavenger hunt.
Yes, so we do it's a QR code. It gives them some different little clues to find the next code, and when they accomplish that, then they get tickets, and each ticket will be put into a raffle contest, and so at the end, we do a drawing every year, and we've got lots of donations from businesses and groups around Emory and Carbon County, and so the raffle is always a fun part. So the scavenger hunt is really fun to earn them some more tickets.
And then at the same time going on, you're going to have horse, wagon, and hay rides, and especially around Emory and Carbon counties. Those are always a big hit.
Yeah, so that'll be fun.
And then plunge is going to start at 1 p.m. So the event starts at 12. The actual plunge is going to start at 1 p.m. And to help benefit those people who are going to take that jump into the lake, they're going to have fire pits all around the lake. And one of the things that stands out to me when looking over the flyers for these events and all the different information that's getting put out, is that this is, not only does this help you individually get that mindset like we talked about earlier, but this also really helps build a lot of community connection with everyone in attendance.
Absolutely, yeah. So really it focuses 4 C's, where we can commit, connect, have some community around it, and some compassion for each other. Just my own personal experience, my mom was very suicidal throughout my life and attempted suicide many times. The last attempt was in 2020. And from my experience with her and those particular situations, it happened more so when she was isolated and not connecting and not having people in her life that could do the compassion that we all need. And so this is really something where we can get out in the community and rally around families that maybe have had some suicide in their family, and also support each other, just knowing that life is hard, and if we can connect with each other, we can be better prepared to weather those storms that happen in life.
And suicide is one of those things where, unfortunately, pretty much everyone you're going to talk to is going to have some story of how they've been impacted by it in their lives. It's the number one cause of death in Utah for 10 to 24-year-olds. So this is a great event to kind of advocate a goal to raise some suicide awareness and really help break the stigma around it. And, you know, you do it in such a fun way with these polar plunges.
Yeah, definitely. And that's the goal, is to come out and have some fun, connect with each other. We do offer up the opportunity if families have been impacted by suicide to share some thoughts. We play a lot of music. We have a speaker, and it ends up being a lot of fun. We've had a really good time the last couple of years, so we're looking forward to another year of rallying together and supporting each other and helping each other out.
Yeah, when an event reaches its third year, you know it's something that's going to become a staple in the area, and that's exactly what the Polar Plunge is aiming to do. Now, Lacey, unfortunately, we are running out of time. Is there anything you'd like to leave the listeners with?
No, we look forward to seeing you and coming out and jumping in the water. It's there are some health benefits to it. It gives you 250% increase in dopamine, And so my husband and I have actually committed to plunging frequently. We have a freezer in our home that is controlled, and we do a plunge 2 to 3 times a week. So there are all some health benefits to it, too. So definitely come out, have some fun, enjoy the horses and the atmosphere. There's always a really great atmosphere with people, so we look forward to having you out.
Well, Lacey, thank you again for taking the time out of your day to come talk to us. We really appreciate it. Again, that was Lacey Hardman from the Swell Retreat, and we were talking about the upcoming 3rd annual Polar Plunge. That's going to be on Saturday, January 18th from 12 to 4 p.m. at the Swell Retreat in Castledale. And for more Castle Country Focus interviews like this one, you can stay tuned to KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM, or you can listen on the Castle Country Radio app. And for the KOAL Newsroom, I'm Aiden Mortensen.